This recording will be for the meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education on Wednesday, November 5th, 2008, held at Green River High School, beginning at 5 p.m.
We welcome you all here. We're glad that you're with us tonight. We would like to excuse Rue. He wasn't feeling well tonight. So
I think he's wore out.
Yeah, it's probably a rough day. Elections are hard. We will begin today by having the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you'd all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will begin with the board action items, the consent, the agenda, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial reports. Are there any discussions on those or questions that haven't been addressed?
I move that we accept them as they were presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have some personnel actions, names for approval.
I just have two names present, recommended by the principal of Emory High School, Steve Gordon, to serve as the head baseball coach for Emory High School, and Dean Stilton, the assistant baseball coach for Emory High School. I'd like to recommend that the board approve those names for those positions.
Okay. I'd make a motion that we approve them.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Who's he replacing? Kelly Holmes?
Jim Jones.
Oh, okay. Okay, we have a travel request, automotive competition in New Mexico.
Yes, this is the annual competition that the Applied Technology College students who are at Emory High School in the auto program, they compete in Farmington, New Mexico, which is basically a junior college competition. But the past several years, they placed second overall. And they're requesting permission to travel to Farmington. The competition is November 20th. I think they'll be going down the day before and returning the day after. CEU provides the transportation for that. And I think there's six students that will be traveling. I have those names somewhere. So if you want the names, there's Riker Allred, Chandler Peacock, Cy Nelson, Josie Johnson, Hayden Barney, and Kyle Ferris. And it's at San Juan College in Farmington.
And their advisor's going with them?
Yes.
Okay.
And I recommend the board that you approve that.
I move that we approve that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll go ahead. I guess the principal is someone.
He saw somewhere between Point of the Mountain and here. He called and was having trouble with the weather, so he was trying to get here.
That's scary.
It was at the High School Activity Association board meeting. And I guess the weather was
He didn't
have time,
probably.
No one over there. Everybody over there.
Yeah,
they closed Soldier's Summit last night.
Oh, did they really last night?
Yeah, until 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning it was closed.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
it's still pretty treacherous, so.
That would be nice. He might have a little something to say. Well, we'll hope he makes it home safely. Let's go ahead and do the separate superintendent's report.
Okay, we have, first of all, I think it would be appropriate for us to recognize the passing of one of our employees, Ruth Polaney. Ruth was the library aide at Emory High School, passed away a few weeks ago. Also, the mother of one of our other teachers, Andy Polaney, and we recognize her passing and the work that she did at Emory High School at the Media Center, and certainly extend our sympathies as a school district to her family. So I'd like to recognize that. Also, Just, I sent you some information on most of these, but did receive a letter from the Utah School Employees Association. Governor Huntsman has declared the week of November 16th American Education Week, and he's declared the 19th of November as Support Professionals Day in Utah. So that would be a day to recognize our classified employees, our support staff, and certainly as a superintendent and as a school district, we recognize the value of our support staff, the what they contribute to the education of our students, and know that to a great extent we owe our success to the support that they give, and we want to recognize them and let you know that that day is will be November 19th to Support Professional Staff Day. A couple items that have been added since we sent you some material. School districts across the, rural school districts in particular, have been lobbying with our congressional delegation in Washington to try to get the funding formula changed on property that is owned by the Forest Service. Counties receive funding, have received a small amount of funding for, in lieu of property tax, for Forest Service property, but it's been quite a small amount. I think this last year it was in the neighborhood of $13,000-something, and the money goes to the counties. And we've been working with our, well, actually found out about Wednesday or Thursday of last week that that money would be, additional monies would be coming, that they did fund the Secure Rural Schools Act at a higher level, a lot higher level, and that that money would be, actually, if you want to know where it came through the bailout bill. If you want to talk about pork barrel politics, it was added to the bailout bill that passed the legislature, or the Congress. But we received word that the county commission had to make a decision on how they received that money. In your packet that I gave you tonight, there's an email that I did send to the county commissioners on Friday, I believe it was. I talked with two of them on the phone. The big issue was that the county commission had to pass a resolution to get this money. They had to make a choice on that resolution whether they received the money under what's called the 25% payment, which is a 7-year rolling average. And that's how they've been receiving the money in the past. If they chose that option, it would mean $13,151 that would come in funding, and then the law says they would split that 50-50 with the school district, which means we would have gotten $6,500. If they were to select a resolution that took a state payment, what they call a state payment, then that's funded over 4 years. The difference is between the $13,000 the county would receive or $384,000. That seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
The problem was that the first year would be $384,000, and then it would go down by about 10% a year over the 4-year period that it's funded. And then it has to be reauthorized. The problem is that money has to be deducted from their PILT payment money they get. And the PILT money is more flexible. The county commission can use it for whatever they want. But this money has to be used strictly for road maintenance. So our concern was that we get to our county commissioners and discuss with them what their options were and what the possibilities were, that they needed to look at budget adjustments to move money around so that they could still cover their used PILT money for road maintenance. This would replace it. They could use that money somewhere else. But in our conversations with them, we certainly let them know what it meant to the school district if they were not to select the state payment. Jared and I attended the county commission meeting today. They called a special meeting to deal with this. And in our conversations with them, they did pass a resolution that takes the state payment, which means that if you see the column where it says $384,561 the first year, By law, they take 15% off from that for Title I and Title II programs, and then whatever's left, they split 50-50 with the school district, which means that, as I tried to calculate that on the way down here, our first year share would be in the neighborhood of $160,000. And then the next year it would go down over that next 4 years after that. Now, in a time of the economic times that we're facing, this is critical to us and will really help us. For those of you who are not aware, the legislature claimed that they held education harmless this year in their budget cutting, when in reality, they replaced $74 million of education ongoing money with one-time money to get us through this year. So for this year, they did hold education harmless, but what it does is it starts us out $74 million in the hole in the new budget year, which starts July 1st. So the legislature now coming up in this next session has to deal with how they're going to deal with that $74 million shortfall. And if I'm not sure how they're going to do it, whether they're going to look at cutting line item programs or whether they will come to school districts and say, we're going to cut 3% of your M&O budget, we don't know. But what I'm saying is this will really help us in that kind of a situation. It won't cover everything maybe in the cuts, but if the legislature happens to hold us harmless and restore funding and find that funding, then this is certainly money that we can use. Obviously, I don't think you're going to see any increases in the WPU, so it will be money that can help us offset costs of health insurance and other things that will be coming up. But we just wanted to bring you up to date. It happened so fast, we haven't been able to communicate with you on it. But if you look over the four-year period, I haven't calculated it, but I'm guessing it's between $500,000-$600,000 for the school district, compared to $25,000 or $30,000. It's huge.
Yeah.
And we want to recognize and thank our county commission for recognizing that and working with us to make sure that they did pass the resolution that allows the schools to obtain that funding, and then they'll make whatever adjustments they need to make it work for the county. The county actually will pick up additional, they will get more money out of this, but the fear is that over the years their PILT money will be cut, and then it will affect them that way. But they did have the courage to go ahead and pass the resolution. It has to be renewed every year, so we'll have to look at it each year. But we did write a letter to the county commission on behalf of the board in thanking them for that, and we'd like to ask board members, each of you, to sign that. If you would, you can read it. It's thanking the county commission for working with us so that we get those secure rural school funds.
Okay.
Those are unrestricted funds, however the school district wants to use them. And they're, like I say, Sevier School District Superintendent is one that's taken the lead on it, Brent Thorne. They've made it several trips to Washington. Most of us have written letters to our congressional delegation over the past year, and thanks to the, well, you never want to thank a bailout, but thanks to the bailout bill, we were able to get the money. So if you have any questions on that.
Well, I just appreciate you being so
being
on top of it and getting it.
Yeah,
that's pretty amazing. Thank you.
Also, I put in your packet tonight, there's a letter from the High School Activity Association. If any of you are interested in serving on their board of trustees, there is an open position for the new region, 3A region, which is Region 12. There are five districts, Millard, Emory, UAB, South San Pete, and North San Pete. There's one position on the Board of Trustees that will come from this group. That's representing Delta High School, Emory High School, UAB High School, Manta High School, and North San Pete High School. So if you have an interest, when the USBA convention comes in January, there'll be nominations and elections at that time. So if you do have an interest, let me know, and we will make sure that your name is placed in nomination for that. I have not been contacted by any other school districts to tell me that they would like us to support someone on their board, but I suspect that may happen. Also, that's all on that one. But you can read that, and the details are there on how that happens, just so you have that information. I also included tonight, that I didn't have before, I don't think I sent this to you, it's probably the last page that I gave you. It's a handout on from the Utah School Superintendent Association, the Utah School Board Association, and the Utah Association of Business Officials, our legislative committee, the State Board of Education. Hi, Mr. Johnson. You can't just sneak in. He stood out in the hall and heard that the principal's report had gone by, so he decided to step in.
Is that another record?
We're already past that.
Another record?
We're past it.
Wow.
The legislative committee that represents those groups is asked by the state board. The state board has to look at a 3% cut next year because of that $74 million. They wanted us to make a recommendation on where cuts could be made. And I expressed my opinion that any time you start suggesting where cuts can be made, then you're going to get them. And so I was real hesitant as part of that group. My position being president of the Superintendent Association last year and past president this year, then I'm still on that legislative committee. We probably discussed this for an hour and a half with the same opinion that we shouldn't be making those recommendations, that we really, our plea should be that we're held harmless in education and that they restore the funding. One of the big issues was that the legislature has cut taxes over the past 3 to 4 years, and now they're seeing some result of that, and perhaps they need to look at restoring those tax cuts in order to cover those things that now we're having to cut in all agencies. And in reality, those cuts have only amounted to $15 or $20 a person on income tax for the year. But the state office pushed and pushed and pushed, and so you have there a list of things that were recommended. And I'm having a really hard time finding my copy on. So if someone has one I can look at. Yes. There were several projects that were one-time money, and there was the feeling that if they were to cut those now and use that to fill a gap next year, that perhaps by 2011 the economy would be improved and that maybe things wouldn't be so bad. So the recommendations are there. The recommendation was last year the governor, the legislature supposedly set aside $100 million as kind of a rainy day fund. It isn't in the rainy day official fund, but it was supposed to be set aside in case there was a problem, but the issue there is that those were projected revenues, not actual money that they had set aside, so we don't know how much that'll be. We recommended they use that up first, that they also then look at the 2009 differentiated pay. That's $20 million. That's the bonus compensation money that has not been issued yet. That's $20 million. To look at some of the programs that were in, if you remember the omnibus bill, Senate Bill 2, mm-hmm. that was passed at the last minute, which there's a legal challenge on right now. Some of the programs that are three-year programs, even though this year they'll need to be paid, the recommendation was that those programs be cut for the other 2 years for now until things improve. That would include the U-Star program, which we're not participating in anyway. The Upstart program, which is the preschool computer technology programs, which hasn't been, there's no RFP been issued on that for any vendors. And also there's the math science salary enhancement. Sorry, Patrick. Very few of our teachers have the major or master's degree in those areas to qualify for that money anyway. But there's $4.3 million there, and also there's the special ed extended days program. Now, these are not recommendations coming out of Emory School District. I hope you understand that. These are recommendations from the Utah Superintendents, School Boards Association, and Business Officials Association Legislative Committee. And they felt like these are areas that we have not, we are not so far into them that they cannot be used to help fill a gap next year with a $74 million cut. So I just give you that information so that you're aware. There's also on here a local control concurrent resolution that we're going to try to get a legislator to sponsor, that the legislature would recognize this resolution, which focuses on the fact that locally elected officials should be given the authority to make decisions at the local level. This resolution is being sponsored or co-sponsored by the Utah Association of Counties and the Utah School Boards Association to get the legislature to, by resolution, recognize local control. Because we all know that the legislature has been trying to micromanage local governments for several years now. So I'll just report that to you, and it's information that you can read. And I think that's all that I have tonight to report.
Okay.
So Mr. Johnson may have a few words
Principal
today.
Johnson, do you want to say something, or are you too frazzled from the trip?
I haven't been really formally prepared or anything. I appreciate the school board and the support of Green River and the unexpected challenges that we face sometimes. Equipment and other things. You've come to our rescue numerous times. I still appreciate your conscientiousness for our needs. I would comment that the superintendent was on finances. I sit by Barry Shumway's state office in my meeting this morning. He received a text message from one of his superiors saying the governor has officially said that he wants education to look at a 10% cut.
Yeah, they're looking at the state office
10%.
10%. He said in the text message, he says, oh boy.
Yeah,
he said, you know, it's the day after election, because now we're moving it.
Yeah, we knew that there was a possibility that that would happen, but again, that's looking at all agencies up to the 10% cut. But the legislature will have to make the decision on education, and it's going to be really hard for them to justify doing that, particularly in light of what they've done over the past few years with salaries and taking it out of the hands of local boards and giving lump sum or not one time, but set amounts. My fear is that what they'll do is that they will request us to cut a certain percentage from the budget and then also at the same time tell us too that we cannot touch salaries, teacher salaries, which is 80% of our budget. So, it's going to be a tough year. It's going to be an interesting legislative session.
Yep. And you're already...
It's all the reason I haven't retired as legislature. I just look forward to it every year. Can't wait.
Oh, well. Thank you for that report.
I can't. But the principal said by me says... The same comment, if we can't cut salaries, we're going to have to cut staff.
That's right.
That's
what it will result in is if you can't take cuts in salaries, then you have to cut people.
Yeah.
Positions, which means programs, which means larger class sizes. And I know that the board here has always prided itself in trying to keep class sizes extremely low, but we may be beyond that. We'll have to see what happens during this legislative session.
Okay, well, thank you. Let's go to the business administrator's report. Jared, have you?
Okay. You should have got in the mail a handout for the USDA conference.
Yeah.
And so if you'll be thinking about whether you're going to attend and whether your spouse will be coming with you or whatever, I'll get a hold of you individually and so that we can make arrangements for hotels and such.
Okay.
Before you go on, are you finished with that item?
Sure.
Roy, do you need to go this year, by the way?
I do, Roy.
Yeah, you're up for a 20-year board member award. Did you get a 12-year one last year, Laurel?
I did.
You're up for a 20-year board member recognition award.
Oh. Is that an accomplishment?
As of July.
They put you at the point of the mountain in the loony bin.
School Board Association has recognition for 8, 12, 20, no, 12... 12, 16, 20, and 24-year board member service.
Wow.
And you're up for the 20-year one as of July of last year.
I
have
no idea. I must have been 8 when I was elected.
I'm so glad.
You might have thought of it. So just, I think that's quite an accomplishment.
That is an accomplishment.
Marie's not far behind you.
No, she's
one,
not.
1 year, I think.
Yeah.
So just let you know that that's being submitted, and if it makes a difference whether you attend or not.
Okay.
Probably,
if not, we'll bring it home to you.
I'll be left.
Okay, yeah, a couple other things. We were not planning, obviously, with our budget to do any sort of bonus this year, but as we looked at it, and I had kind of forgotten this, we did have a small amount of money in our 874 Impact 8 account, and that's the one where we've always, whatever comes in, we've paid in a bonus, and we didn't use any of that money last year, which is why it was still there this year. So what we did is calculated, and it'll be $125 per FTE, full-time equivalency, and we're planning on paying that on the November 15th paycheck. So there will be a small bonus, but it's the best we can do, and hopefully it'll be helpful and timely, but just so that you know, if you get any calls or whatever. Typically this month is when we do our auditor's report. We're revising our comprehensive report this year, so it's going to look quite a bit different. And because of that, we decided to put it off an extra month so that we could have a little time for that. So we'll do the auditor's report in December at Fair and Elementary, just so that you know that things do look good from the audit. There weren't any major concerns or anything. And then finally, on a good note, we were able to negotiate an agreement with the Cattlemen's Association in Huntington City for that property that's by the junior high school that we've been trying to get. So that's done. We have a signed agreement. And now we just need to get with the title company and make all of the arrangements. But we're happy to have that done after 6 or 7 months of meeting.
Yes.
Well, and that's just since I've been here. So, yeah. Wow.
That is great. Thanks to Marie and Jared for that.
That's all I have.
Okay. Do we have any public comments? Okay. Do we have some items? There's no items for closed meeting?
Nope.
Okay. I guess there's a motion is in order for us to adjourn.
I'll move that we adjourn.
Superintendent, otherwise I would have been out of work.
Wouldn't have been there.
That's been really crazy in the doctor's office to get to the meeting.
Thank you.